We'll get to NFL ratings for the weekend in just a second. And once again, we will blast the mainstream media for the differences in how they cover the NFL and the NBA. But first, I wanted to touch on some news that kind of hits close to home. It was announced a couple of hours ago that Sean Payton was stepping away from the Saints. Now, he's not necessarily retiring. It's rumored that he's going to take a job in television, then possibly return to coaching in the NFL in the next year or two. But he is definitely leaving New Orleans. We know that as a fact. I'm not all that surprised about this. I expected Sean Payton to leave when Drew Brees retired. You could tell at certain points throughout the season that Sean Payton's burnt out. All right, he's burnt out. 2021 was the most difficult season of his career. Started with the Saints being displaced by the hurricane for a month, the mile-long list of injuries, missing players in key games because of the NFL's ridiculous COVID protocols. Everything that could have went wrong in New Orleans went wrong in New Orleans. This season, it had a different feel for the Saints, even from the beginning. The players, they just didn't seem to be enjoying it as much as they have the past few years. Now, a lot of that had to do with the adversity the team went through throughout the season, but I think a lot of it also had to do with Sean Payton. Drew Brees left a hole in the Superdome that can't be replaced by anyone else. This wasn't like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in New England or Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll in Seattle. Sean Payton and Drew Brees are best friends. Their families hang out together. Their relationship was more than just football. When you work with and become close to someone like that over 16 years, you're with them every day, then suddenly they're gone, the atmosphere is naturally different. I don't care how much Sean Payton liked Taysom Hill. He wasn't Drew Brees. And I'm not talking about mechanics or on a football level. That's obvious. I'm talking about the personal aspect of it. Now, I expect Dennis Allen to take over for Sean Payton in New Orleans. They have been grooming him for years. There's a reason that Dennis Allen hasn't interviewed elsewhere the last couple of years. The Saints, they still have loads of talent defensively. Offensively, they're garbage, but they're not in a full rebuild. But Sean Payton's definitely going to be missed. It is definitely the end of an era in New Orleans. Since 2006, we have been spoiled. Saints fans have been spoiled. We have had consistency at the two most important positions, head coach and quarterback. All that's over with. Now, all we can hope for is the organization maintains what Sean Payton and Drew Brees have built and doesn't head backwards to the days of the Aints. All right, let's get to the NFL ratings from the weekend. What we just witnessed in the divisional round of the playoffs was the best playoff games of all time across any sport. Four games all decided on the final play of the game. You don't get that kind of excitement in the NBA or Major League Baseball. You damn sure don't get it from soccer. I remember, I think this was about 10 years ago, maybe it was during one of the World Cups, the media was trying to say that soccer was going to overtake the NFL in America over the next decade. Hasn't happened. Most people can't name one player in Major League Soccer. Back in 2018, the paid propagandist at ESPN, they were claiming that the NBA would overtake the NFL in the ratings. We all know that hasn't and never will happen. I'm going to show you just how much the NBA is struggling in just a second. First, let's get to these NFL ratings. Saturday afternoon, Bengals-Titans. Now, you look at this game on paper, it should have struggled to draw a big number. I know Joe Burrow's a rising star, but the Bengals and the Titans, they're two teams without a strong national following, with a game airing on a Saturday afternoon, one of the worst time slots in television. Now, even with that being the case, Bengals-Titans, nearly 31 million, primetime Saturday night, Niners-Packers, 37 million, the largest television audience on a Saturday night since 1994. Bucks-Rams, over 38 million, Bills-Chiefs, nearly 43 million people. It peaked with nearly 52 million in the fourth quarter in overtime. Sunday night, 90% of the population of Kansas City was tuned into CBS watching the game. 90% of the market. That is unprecedented. The NFL is on fire right now, but leave it to the mainstream media to shit on it. They should be shitting on the grave of the NBA, which is being dug as we speak. Headline at Fortune Magazine, which I didn't even know Fortune Magazine still existed. But the headline was, America just can't quit football. The ratings keep getting better as the sports scandals get bigger. Scandals? What scandals? Can anyone tell me a scandal involving the NFL this year? There are plenty in the NBA. The NBA makes more news off the court than they do on the court. Fortune magazine, they couldn't name an NFL scandal either. They had to dig up scandals that happened over the last 10 years. You know what one of those scandals was? Blackballing Colin Kaepernick because he kneeled for the national anthem. Now, that wasn't a damn scandal. That was just a smart business decision. When researching NFL ratings the past several weeks, I keep seeing the same thing. This was the highest rated game since 2015. This was the highest rated game in the last 5 years. Now, guess what they're referencing when they say that? Guess what they're referencing without telling you it's what they're referencing? NFL ratings decreased dramatically when Colin Kaepernick traded in his helmet for a set of knee pads. Fortune claimed the bulk of the NFL audience did not support the league blackballing Colin Kaepernick. They used some bullshit poll from 2017 as their evidence. The poll claimed 61% opposed firing NFL players for kneeling for the national anthem. Now, I'm not surprised at those findings. Most people don't support someone losing their job. They should have phrased the question differently. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The only evidence you need is in the television ratings. When Colin Kaepernick and other players were kneeling for the national anthem, ratings went down. When the NFL put an end to that bullshit, ratings went back up. Business Insider. They tried to spin the NFL rating surge into a story about Donald Trump. Donald Trump claimed the NFL was dying in the ratings, but the ratings have soared. Let's insinuate that this shows America is defying Donald Trump. So the NFL's on top of the television world right now, while the NBA can't buy attention. If you got all your sports news from ESPN, you would think the popularity of the NBA is soaring. ESPN dedicates hours and hours of airtime every day to NBA coverage. Perhaps that's why ratings overall at ESPN have been in decline. Not enough people give a shit about the NBA. Martin Luther King Day. It is one of the premier days on the NBA calendar. Outside of Christmas, opening night, Martin Luther King Day, one of the biggest days of the regular season. The league normally features their biggest stars on TNT all day. The ratings last week? Disastrous. The NBA, they scaled back on MLK Day this year. Why? Because the NFL playoffs were in prime time. Like I told you before, the NBA refuses to even try to compete against the NFL now. Instead of the typical 5 games on Martin Luther King Day, the NBA aired 2 on TNT during the day. Bulls-Grizzlies during the early afternoon, 707,000 viewers, down 3% compared to last year. Bucks-Hawks, 908,000, down 57% over last year. The NBA, on one of the biggest days of the regular season, failed to attract 1 million viewers. Now, have you heard about this in the media? If the NFL drops 0.5% in the ratings, the media acts like the league's headed towards bankruptcy. NBA fails to attract 1 million. ESPN increases their NBA coverage. The amount of NBA coverage we get in the mainstream media is not justified by the size of the audience. Let me show you how bad things are for the NBA right now. Georgetown and St. John's college basketball aired on Fox last weekend. Drew 2.1 million. A college basketball game featuring players that no one has ever heard of outdrew both NBA games on Martin Luther King Day combined. Well, KC, that game had the NFL playoffs as a lead-in. That is not a fair comparison. Okay, NBA apologist, I prepared for your excuses. Let's see you try to make an excuse for this one. FS1, Fox Sports 1, aired Purdue, Indiana last Thursday. Now, FS1 doesn't have nearly the footprint that TNT does. Purdue, Indiana. Again, 2 teams, unknown players, 954,000 viewers, beating both NBA games on Martin Luther King Day. College fucking gymnastics almost beat the NBA. ABC aired college gymnastics last week, 624,000. Hell, Stephen A. Smith is beating the NBA right now. Last Monday's woke take, which featured mainly NFL content, 918,000, a record high for the show. More people listened to Stephen A. Smith, an uninformed opinion on the NFL, than watched the NBA. I say it all the time. This is the result when you allow someone like LeBron James to infect your league with social justice and racial politics. If you can come up with another reason that explains the low NBA ratings, I'm all ears. But there's not one. The NFL saw larger increases in numbers during the divisional round than the NBA Finals had viewers. Niners-Packers increased by 10.6 million over last year. NBA Finals last year averaged 9.9 million. Yet, no one in the media is talking about it. Nothing to see here. The NBA is more popular than ever. Well, damn right there's nothing to see because no one is watching. Fake WWE wrestling Monday night beat every single NBA game that aired on ESPN, ABC, or TNT last week. Every one of them. Doubling the audience in some cases. That should never happen. But, you know, continue to not address the problem. Continue to pretend like it doesn't matter. The NBA's TV rights deal, it expires in a couple of years. Now, how can they demand more money from television networks when ratings have been in decline for 3 years now? You can't use the "all ratings are down on TV" excuse. NFL proves that wrong. The NBA has done an absolutely terrible job marketing any star not named LeBron James. Steph Curry, the Warriors, they continue to be the biggest draw. Yet they treat him second to the self-proclaimed king. But what the hell do I know? The NBA marketing department, they're obviously smarter than I am. Perhaps their goal was to see how quickly they could evaporate the audience. If that's been the goal, they're succeeding. All right, let me know what you guys think of the ratings in the NFL and the NBA. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.